program are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell, with co-host Pam Adams. Home Sweet Home is brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, where to shop, and cover everything that relates to making your home a beautiful environment. Now, let's bring on the host and begin making your home a home. Here's Pam Adams and Leslie Lovell.
Hello, and welcome back to Home Sweet Home again this week. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host of Town Center Interior Design, and joining me is my lovely co-host, Pam Adams.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today, Pam?
Great, thank you.
Good. And we have a very special surprise guest today from the Las Vegas Design Center, and his name is Randy Wells, and I am introducing him today. He is a lovely person. We have met before at the World Market at Las Vegas Design Center. And I want to introduce him to you. Oh, goodness. Give me a mic that works. Is this working? Okay, Randy, I'm sorry. We didn't know if our mic was working here. How are you today, Randy?
Doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to talk a little bit about what we do over at the Las Vegas Design Center in our fair city. So we have a first question for you, And I know there's a message that you're trying to get out at the Las Vegas Design Center, which is open to the public now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Las Vegas Design Center was built around the architecture and interior design community, but we are really firm believers that it should be a home to all things related to interior design and home furnishings for consumers. And so we're coming up on our three-year anniversary of being wide open to the public.
Okay, great. What is the main function there over at the Las Vegas Design Center? I mean, what are you selling over there? Is it a retail mix? Is it manufacturing products? What is it?
Sure. Las Vegas Design Center is part of World Market Center Las Vegas. The Design Center itself is physically located on the first two floors of our A building and the first two floors of our C building. The Design Center is the face of World Market Center to the Las Vegas community. And it's also home to the really, really premier high-end designer-oriented products there in the Design Center.
Right.
Almost all of our showrooms are built around the interior design trade. Ethan Allen is located there in the Design Center, and they're, of course, a retail store.
Right.
But it's very, very much geared to the design trade with a face to consumers that creates a conduit for them to make purchases.
Okay. Can you tell me what the difference is, how the designers shop and, as opposed to how the consumer shops?
Sure. Designers are, of course, a professionals. They've built a career around shopping the components and products that our showrooms sell. Unlike a retail store where everything you walk in is a finished component, in a design center, there are a myriad of options in terms of finishes, fabrics, trims, colors, shapes, sizes. And so you're selling components in some cases, particularly
right.
with textile showrooms. So with consumers, it's an opportunity for them to come in and browse and see everything that's available there. Everything for the home, from light fixtures to wall decor, art,
right.
fabric, furniture, upholstery, you name it.
Right. The possibilities are endless, what you're trying to say.
They are. And so to create a guide map for them and a conduit for an exceptional experience and an opportunity to purchase, we've created what's called the Design Salon. And, of course, we encourage everyone that shops there to get to know a designer, shop
yes.
with a designer. But if you don't have one and you show up there for the first time,
right.
it's a great way if you want to make a singular purchase to do it right there on the spot, just like you're in a retail store. That designer can execute that. But it's a way to introduce people to the value of exceptional design.
Okay, that sounds really good. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the type of showrooms that are there at the World Market and also some of the lines that are carried there? Can you tell me about that?
Sure. I'll be glad to.
It's on.
Types of lines, it's literally everything furniture-oriented for the home. And by that, I mean area rugs, wall-to-wall carpet,
right.
Light fixtures, case goods, which are things like dressers, nightstands, tables,
right.
Upholstery, the entire spectrum for the home.
And we're allowed to say some of the factories there, aren't we?
Sure, sure. Okay. We have manufacturers like Robert Allen there.
Right.
Ethan Allen's there.
Right.
H Studio, which makes beautiful acrylic furniture. Guildmaster is there.
Right.
Global Views, which makes some of the most beautiful home decor.
Oh, fabulous.
That you've ever seen. Safavia is there.
Right.
Really, really big selection. We've got a terrific outlet there called Plume.
Uh-huh.
And actually, Elaine O'Day, the outlet's owner, she actually buys seconds and samples and disparate product from all over the marketplace and sells them there in a really pretty, beautifully merchandised showroom. So that's a neat opportunity for
Lovely,
people.
Lovely, yeah.
But tremendous selection there.
It's awesome. Well, I always enjoy shopping there. I have so many friends there now. We're family. We do charity things together. I'm very friendly with some of the people at Robert Allen and Nurisan, and we're just like sisters and brothers now after all these years, because I'm shopping there since day one. So.
Yeah, it really is a community. Showrooms
yes.
like Four Hands are that way.
Love
just
it.
Venomin, terrific
yes.
stuff.
Yes, it's awesome. And I'm so proud of that place. When my clients come to town and they're new and they want to shop, I'm so proud to take them over there. I go, you have no idea what a beautiful marketplace we have. You had to come to the Las Vegas Design Center. They're like, oh, wow, we can't wait to go. They're all ready to rock and roll. So, and we use the restaurant there, which is nice for lunch.
Mundo's
so,
terrific.
Isn't it great?
Yep.
And we get our nice little discount in there because we shop there all the time. So that's pretty cool.
That's great.
But, you know, I just love it. Go ahead, Pam. You had a question?
I wanted to ask Randy, and I just want to say, Randy, we're really delighted to have you on the show. As Vice President of the Las Vegas Design Center, we feel honored to have you here today.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us what some of the changes are that we can look forward to at the Design Center and what the outlook for the future might be?
Well, the biggest change came almost 3 years ago when we opened to the public. We really were a first among design centers to do that. And a lot have allowed people to come in over the years, but We made it our mission to educate the consumer on the value of using a design center. We were the first to open on Saturdays. That's been a new thing. We've had a tremendously successful year. By the end of the year, we will have added 70,000 square feet of new showrooms for next year that will start opening in May.
That's awesome.
Tremendous number of expansions and new showrooms. We have a showroom called Christopher Guy coming in that's really, really beautiful.
Fabulous,
just incredible furniture.
It
so
is, it is.
The resource is growing on a monthly basis. And the really neat mm-hmm. thing is we have a resource in Las Vegas that's huge for a city of our size. It's really unprecedented
yes.
to have.
Yes, it is. You know, I've been in this industry so long that for so many years I had to go to Los Angeles to shop, and I can't tell you how much I didn't love that because of the traffic.
You wouldn't believe all the people that come over here from LA and from Phoenix, because they'll come and they'll shop with a customer, they'll spend the night, enjoy a show, stay at one of the great hotels.
It's good. It's a good thing.
It's been a blessing. You're right.
Yeah, it's really been. Well, I love that. You know, we have World Market Week here too, because people from all over the country come and we really have a good time. There's a lot going on over there.
Well, our campus transforms that week.
Yeah.
That, of course, is for retail buyers and designers only.
Right.
But that's where the new products are shown for the first time that are going to be in stores and in designers' catalogs for the rest of the year.
And they are gorgeous.
Yep.
I mean, you go to those shows and you're so overwhelmed.
It's incredible what they do to those showrooms. And you know, by the way, for consumers, the week after market, they can come and see things before they ever hit anywhere else.
Yay.
And what is the market date?
Our next market is January 30th through February 3rd.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we have to be designers or furniture store owners to get in the building
right.
at that time.
Yep.
So,
but
yeah.
the designers can actually bring their customers to market week or no?
No, it's just
strictly
it's supposed to be strictly for us.
I see.
Yeah.
But I do notice that you mentioned to us earlier before we went on the air about the 101 training. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. I was going to say last year, but this year we started a class for consumers called LVDC 101, and we do it on select Saturdays. You can see it on our website or on our Facebook page, but it's about twice a month most of the year that we do these Saturday seminars, and it's really a way to introduce people to the design center.
Right.
It's a morning class, usually starts around 10 or 10:30. They come in, have some refreshments. A designer will talk. Myself or one of my colleagues will get up and talk about how to use the design center. It's really
right.
just a way a gateway to the design center for people.
Oh, that's awesome, Randy. I hope that works out well. I think it will.
We've got a tremendous response so far.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I'll have to come visit sometime. Maybe I'll be invited
by
you.
Maybe you'll be a speaker.
That would be nice. That would be lovely. Let's see. Do we have any other questions we want to ask you? We could probably keep you here all day, right, Pam?
Well, you know, I did want to state that we're actually going to take live call-ins today. We didn't do that last week on our first show, but we are doing that today. So we wanted to tell you that if you had any questions you'd like to present to Leslie, myself, Pam Adams, or to Randy Wells, our guest with Las Vegas Design Center, please feel free to call in, and we'd be happy to, any one of us, try to answer your questions.
And that phone number is 731-1230. So if you're listening out there and you have a need to talk to our vice president of the Las Vegas Design Center, Randy Wells, and you could also reach us at 866-820-5528. So we have two numbers, 731-1230 in Las Vegas. So we're still here with Randy. We'll wait a few more minutes to see if anybody calls in and gets all excited. So, But what else can we ask you, Randy? There's a lot of things going on over there. Tell us some more about the Las Vegas Design Center.
For the design community, all the designers that are in your audience, we have our Design Professionals Holiday Gala this year.
Yes.
Third year in a row. It's been an incredible event. We typically have 500 people there. It's amazing.
I've loved just it last been invited
year.
To that on December the 19th, right?
Yeah. Well, this year.
16th. Yeah.
For
one of those.
It's December 19th this
December
year.
December 19th. And
for the first time for us and for Pantone, they've partnered with us to have a celebration of the color of the year for 2012.
Yeah, tell us a little about Pantone, because I know Pantone very well, but you're going to have a different view on who they are. And
well, Pantone really sets the stage for color trend. They really are the authority on that worldwide, and they are that authority not just in our industry, but in the fashion industry.
Yes.
And there's a tremendous connection between fashion and furniture. It used to be that we were 18 months behind fashion.
Right.
It's a lot closer now. And that's everything from a synthetic shagreen or crocodile on a handbag to a color that makes its way onto a case good finish or into a textile finish. There's really a really tight connection. So it's a natural fit for us to do something with Pantone to celebrate that color of the year.
How do you think, can you give us any clues as to how Pantone might go about selecting that color of the year? That's very exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge, it's really a think tank-like approach. And they look at everything from previous color trends, fashion trends, even socioeconomic trends in terms of the what's going on in the world.
Yeah, sure.
What moods are prevailing? You know, if you look back to 2008, everything was gray and black and what we call grayish, which is a mixture of beige and gray.
Yeah.
And that's not a term of endearment, but
but
everything was really, really demure.
Yes.
And you look now and you see people are looking for more punches of color.
Brighter.
They're tired of being in that mindset.
They want to be happy.
They do. And there's nothing easier than a punch of color to brighten up a room or your life or whatever. And I think when people travel and they see things that inspire them, whether it's a trip to the tropics or a trip to Alaska, I think they want to bring some of that home, and color's a really easy way to do that.
So are you going to share what the color of the year is, or is it going to be a surprise?
It's going to be a surprise.
Unveiled at the gala.
It's unveiled at the gala, whatever.
Hey, Randy, can you tell us refresh my memory as to what the color is for this 2011?
Honeysuckle was the color for this year.
Oh, it was?
Really?
Yeah. Honeysuckle.
Did you do that?
Okay. All you little hummingbirds out there.
Yeah, well,
that's cool.
That reminds me, Leslie, you recently did
did
a project up in Boulder City where didn't you focus on hummingbirds?
I did.
Yeah.
They were so cute.
We'll
I'll talk about that another
later.
Time. Yeah. Well, Randy, can we go to break for a minute? Let's do that. Randy, I want to say thank you to you because I know you're a very busy man. You got a whole big thing to run over there at the Las Vegas Design Center.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for patronizing us. We really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you so much. And also thank you to Justin, your PR guy over there. He's a great guy and was very nice to hook us up today. So
he runs the show for me.
I know. And I hope you come back and visit us again with different news next time.
To.
Would that be great?
Yes, ma'am.
Love it.
Thank
you so much.
Bye, Randy. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to go to break. From Home Sweet Home, this is Leslie Lovell, your host, with my co-host Pam Adams. And again, thank you to Randy Wells, Vice President of Las Vegas Design Center at the World Market. And we'll be right back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them online at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, wasn't that fun? We just talked to Randy Wells. This is Leslie Lovell. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, and I'm your host from Town Center Interior Design with my co-host, Pam Adams, and we just had Randy Wells, the Vice President of the Las Vegas Design Center at the World Market here, and that was a lot of fun, Pam, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
He's a really nice guy.
That's a wonderful place for
yes.
Vegas.
Yes, one of my haunts now, every day, actually. Yeah. What was your question? You had a question.
Well, yeah, Leslie, I was kind of wanting you to tell us a little about what an interior designer does and how somebody would go about beginning a project or how the designer would handle that.
Okay. Well, interior designers work in a very unique way, very different than a retail store. We actually, if a client calls in to us or asks us how to, how to work with them or how do we work, we always say, how did you find out about us? First of all, we want to know if it came from our website or, someone told them about us. It was a referral, which is always wonderful. And then we start to ask the client some questions and we say, well, did you buy a new home? Is it a renovation? What are you trying to accomplish? What would you like to do with your home? And usually they'll tell us right off what they're looking to do. Most of them really do need help with color, and that's a big issue today. Paint colors are difficult for a lot of people. They really have to know what paint colors they can go with that are pleasing to the eye, that they won't tire of, something that is just soothing and long-lasting, because painting can get very messy and expensive, and there's so much area to cover. And sometimes when home needs paint, it needs paint everywhere, because people usually wait like at least 8 to 12 years before they repaint. So that's a long time. And they're unsure of color. They see a zillion colors in all the stores they go into, and they're so unsure, Pam. They don't know, what to pick, because they don't
exactly.
do this for a living.
Right.
So I kind of start with color.
Right.
And then go into what kind of furniture you're looking for and how do you live? Do you have children? Do you have a lot of guests? Which rooms do you use the most? I mean, there's so many questions. And I kind of have a little list of questions I go through with them when I go to their home.
Uh-huh.
So we charge a very minimal fee, really not the first time, but the second time. It's a small retainer. First time we just do an in-home complimentary
consultation,
right? And then the second time, if they decide they want to work with us, we go in and we charge a small retainer to get them started. You know, we pick fabrics, we pick colors, we pick some furniture, we lay out the room, see where everything belongs. So it's a really lovely process. It's a lot of fun. Most of the clients I've had in my life, I'm friends with. They're my family. We've been together for years and years and years. I've done their homes, their kids' homes, their relatives' homes, their friends' homes. So it's one of those things where when you get involved with someone's family, you really marry that family while you're decorating their home.
Yes, you do.
You really do.
Well,
so,
let's talk for a minute about the Boulder City project, where we brought it up while Randy was here, when we mentioned the color of the year this year being
honeysuckle. Yeah.
And then you mentioned
hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds.
I know,
and
they
I think you did.
I know. Well, you know, I looked and looked for hummingbirds. I'll tell you why I thought of that, because every time I went up to that darling little street, it's a historic home.
In Boulder City.
It's from, the house was built, I believe, in 1938.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty old. I would see these beautiful flowers
old
in the
front.
Old
for Vegas.
Yes, old for this Vegas Valley, yeah.
Right.
I would see these gorgeous hummingbirds, and they would be all over the property. And I just thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I could bring the outside in and maybe find a beautiful piece of art with hummingbirds in it or something. So what I did, I had two pillows embroidered for their nook seating, kitchen nook seating, and they have hummingbirds on them, and they have a beautiful saying about hummingbirds on each pillow. And then I also,
oh, how lovely,
they're so pretty. And then I found this gorgeous metal sculpture with hummingbirds on it, and I thought, okay, it works, it all works. And the client was surprised because I didn't tell them about that. I usually show my clients every piece of art and every accessory, but this particular
thing
was
a
surprise, and the
yeah.
pillows were a gift from me because they've been a really good client. So,
well, you're really great. I noticed, Leslie, in the working with you in your design business, that you're wonderful about little touches, special things that you do for the client, and that's a perfect example with the hummingbirds.
It is. You know, one time I had a client that was coming in, and I kept raving about my Italian spaghetti sauce, and they said, "You're not gonna, you know, you can't just tell me about it, and you're not going to make me any." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll surprise you with it." So when he came home from his trip and saw his house for the first time, he came in the door, and I had a little note: go in the refrigerator because there's spaghetti sauce and pasta to make and meatballs and everything. And he just went berserk. He was so happy because he loved it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's kind of fun to do those
things.
Well,
it's those little touches that make things special.
That's right. That's right. So there's so many things going on this week, Pam, and but I want to talk a little bit about your business, because people know you as my co-host, but take a moment and just tell us a little bit more about what you do, and then we'll go into the rest of our show today.
Well, sure. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate that.
Sure.
The company that I have is called At Your Service in Summerlin, and I do service Summerlin and the entire Las Vegas area, surrounding Las Vegas area. And I'm basically a personal service / concierge business. And that's kind of how you and I met, I think.
Yes.
And I've been, with my business, I've been able to help you in your design business.
That's great.
One of the things that I enjoy about my business is being able to help people. I feel like I'm really filling a niche and providing a service for people. There isn't much of anything that I don't do, as you know.
Oh, yeah. You are wonderful.
And with the holidays coming on, you know, I've been doing some things, putting together some gift baskets for some clients. And this, of course, fits right in with the design field.
It does.
And personalizing those baskets, which is really fun. Decorating trees. We talked about that last week.
Yes, we did.
But errand running, you name it, I do it. I've got a client coming into town in the near future that I'm going to be for an anniversary, and it's a big one.
Wow.
Me and his wife. And so I'll be arranging every minute of their visit, pretty much, at least as far as reservations.
And you don't
so
have, nobody has to think. They could just go where you tell them to go.
That's right. That's right. But you know, I just want to talk for a second about the holiday season.
Okay.
You know, I think we all need to remember that it's nice to reach out to, especially during the holidays, to friends and loved ones. But also, if you know somebody that's alone or by themselves,
yes,
you know,
thank you.
Well, there's so many people that don't have family. It's a nice thing to do to reach out and give those people a call on a holiday.
Yes.
Say hi.
Yes, it's a good thing, Pam. And thank you for that description about
your
company.
Welcome.
I want to talk about some upcoming events. The Nevada Conservatory Theater at the Judy Bailey Theater at UNLV campus is having a production of The Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And this is a classic, comparing the bitter and wealthy Ebenezer Scrooge to the poor but happy Bob Cratchit. It was first published in 1843. In a book form, of course. And tickets are available at the Judy Bailey box office for performances for the next 2 weeks. So
I'm taking
my dad a one night next week. He's dying to see it. And it's just supposed to be a wonderful holiday play for all of us to go see. And I'm really excited to get involved in that. So if you don't know about it, here's your chance to call Judy Bailey Theater and ask for tickets.
I think you can probably go online and
get
those tickets as well from the...
Yeah, you can.
From the theater itself, right?
Yes, yes, you can absolutely do that.
That's Nevada
Conservatory Theater at the Judy Bailey Theater at UNLV campus.
Oh, great.
So you have a million ways to get to that because there's so many websites. I did see some interesting things this week, and I wrote a little story about what I saw on TV the other day on Good Morning America. I really tune into everything related to art in the home. I love stories about art and... Gee, I wonder why. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. And it's called the Hall of North American Mammals. And they are getting a beauty makeover.
Oh, wow.
Between 2011 and 2012. And they started in spring of 2011. And these scenes that they set these animals that had, you know, gone through taxidermy, they set these scenes where... They do a painted background that is very naturalistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the animal is in his natural environment. And I've seen it personally before the renovation and restoration, but unbelievable. So they're called dioramas.
Oh,
these,
yeah.
And
very
what
popular.
It is, yeah, it's cool. It's explained as a group of modeled figures for exhibition set in a naturalistic foreground against a painted background.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these people that are doing the restoration are amazing. They are cleaning the fur with these non-harmful chemicals, and they are painting little noses back on the tigers and the lions, and it's just so pretty. And they're putting these pink little noses on them, so they look they look like little bunnies. But
so this is all wildlife?
Yeah, it's wildlife.
Oh,
it's so cute. And I was watching it yesterday. I was amazed. So you actually can go online to the American Museum of Natural History and click on the Hall of North American Mammals, and you can actually watch some of this restoration.
Oh my! How,
online,
that's
which
very interesting.
It's so cool, and you know who would have thunk that you could look at that online. So I just want to remind everyone that this museum's in New York City at Central Park West, and to also go and 79th Street, I believe. And you know, if you go to New York, you might want to just catch this exhibition because it's supposed to be great. So that's my story about that situation.
All right. Thanks, Leslie. That's great.
Okay. We have a lot of subjects today.
We do. Various.
Yes, I've
and
been
varied.
A busy girl. I know. I also went to Lowe's. I love my Lowe's. And they love me because I told them I was going to talk about them on the radio today. So they got all excited over there. Hi, girls over at Lowe's. Anyway, these two lovely girls I met yesterday managing Lowe's at my location up on what street is that? Fort Apache
in Summerlin area.
In Summerlin,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool, Fort Apache
cool
and
yeah.
Tropicana
uh-huh. location in that mall there.
Right.
I found this beautiful article in Traditional Home Magazine last week when I was reading all my design magazines, and I found this article about purples and aubergines and grays, and the article was so beautiful. I said, you know, I'm going to match the colors they showed in this article to some colors I find at Lowe's because I love the Valspar line, and Valspar has a very unique way. Pam, you could grab a couple of these and look at what they do, because it's really wonderful. They display their colors in a most unique way, and they
We're looking at a pamphlet.
Yeah,
here.
Like a little brochure, mm-hmm. and they name the brochures. Really not by color, just by what's on the front. Like you'll see cantaloupe or beans or something like that on the front, and then inside will be all the colors that they think work with that piece of fruit.
In with that. Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
It's a great idea.
I know, and
it's like having the color chips and things to look at.
It's
beautiful.
Awesome. So I want to talk a little more about these colors. We're going to go to break. This is Leslie Lovell, Home Sweet Home, and Pam Adams.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks, from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle, with tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation. Let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task could be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012. This is Home Sweet Home, sponsored by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, welcome back to Home Sweet Home. I'm your host, Leslie Lovell, with Town Center Design, and I have my co-host, Pam Adams, here with At Your Service in Summerlin, and we're talking about paint color from Lowe's today. We love Lowe's. So,
yep.
I don't know if anybody else says Lowe's, but
I wonder what this color, the new color for 2012 is going to be. What do you think, Les?
Oh, let's go with purple.
You think it'll be purple?
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess.
You might be right.
It might be this article. I don't know.
You might be right. There's a lot of emphasis, and I've noticed in fashion world, in the stores, you're seeing a lot of that deep blue and purple.
It's awesome.
So maybe it
is. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. So I found these colors that I loved from Lowe's. One was called Simple Plum, and it was color 1001-7B as in boy. And one was called Smoked Mulberry, and that was 1004-7B. Now, my grays I had a little issue with my Valspar color. But those two colors I just gave you were Valspar product at Lowe's. And the gray I loved was Olympic from Lowe's, Olympic paint. And that was D44-2, charcoal heather. I put them all together, and they were so gorgeous.
Oh, how pretty that
is.
I wish you, the audience could see that.
I know.
These purples.
Oh!
Lilacs
gorgeous.
And grays are gorgeous.
And, you know, I'm not afraid of color. That's probably why I do what I do. I just don't feel that I should be afraid of it. I feel life is too short. We need to have color in our lives and not be afraid to put a gorgeous gray on the walls and maybe one accent wall in a beautiful plum color, or, you know, put that plum in our throw pillows and do some fun stuff with window coverings. Why not?
Right.
Life is short. Let's do it.
Somebody wants a wall in red for Christmas?
Let's do it.
We'll do it.
I don't care. I'm game. You know, I don't know if you remember in one of our clients' homes, but we did that chocolate ceiling in Harriet and Bob's house.
Uh-huh.
We did a chocolate ceiling. And when I first suggested that to Harriet,
to the client,
I thought she was going to have a coronary. She looked at me and she went, a chocolate ceiling? Really? I thought we ate chocolate. I didn't think we lived in it. I said, wait, Well, you'll see. And it looks good. Pam's
it's
seen
beautiful.
The house. It's really pretty
Very
with
pretty.
What we've done.
Very
so
pretty.
It's awesome. It's fun to be daring, right?
Absolutely.
Let's not be afraid of anything. I'm afraid of flying, though. Sorry. But anyway, I'll get over it. So that's kind of my little Lowe's advertising today. And Lowe's also has a paint sale going on, so get over there. You're going
to
want to get your gallons.
Well,
maybe freshen up for the holidays a little bit. You know,
good to know.
That would be nice. Pam, I don't know. Should we talk about your little cooking ideas first before we go into...
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Let's
talk
about
that. You know, as I told everybody last week that listened in, cooking is a passion of mine, and it's something I tremendously enjoy. I used to have a catering business in the Atlanta area, and since I've started my personal service concierge business here in Las Vegas, I have had an opportunity to do party planning, meal preparation for people, and I thoroughly enjoy that. And with the holidays coming on, one of the things I do personally every year is make my homemade fudge.
Yum.
And, you know, it's a really nice, if you can do this sort of thing, I'd be glad to supply my recipe to any of you. It's pretty awesome. My kids love it and expect it every year. But I also do homemade breads in those little mini bread tins. And then you can wrap them up.
Yeah.
And with
great
pretty
way
holiday
to give gifts.
Ribbon and bows. And you can give them to your friends. And, you know, getting a gift of something homemade is sometimes even more special than something you'd go out and buy.
It's heartfelt. It comes from you and your kitchen and your love. Is it? You know, we all put love in our cooking, don't
exactly.
we? Well, most of us do, hopefully.
Right.
But I know I love my cooking. I love my cooking and I love to share it with other people like Pam
does. Absolutely.
So that's a fun thing. And you don't have to go out and spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars on gifts. If you think of a nice little basket you could put together with some hot cocoa and tea and a bread.
Absolutely.
Geez, that's a great little, nice little Christmas morning, right?
I have a client that has me buying Christmas geese to put into big Christmas baskets
God.
For all his children.
That's called cooking your goose, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I know. Remember you first told me about that, and I said, has he been talking to Bob Cratchit?
Well,
I know.
Speaking of which, I had an opportunity to go over to the International Market, which, by the way, is a wonderful place
yes,
to shop
it is.
For kind of exotic or unusual food items you might want to find.
Yeah.
And I was looking for plum pudding to go with that.
Oh, yeah, the
those
plum
Christmas
pudding.
Geese.
Whoever, I mean, I haven't heard of anybody ever eating that.
Well, I found it, and it's right there at the International Market, and it was wonderful. Just
that's
wonderful.
On Decatur in Flamingo somewhere?
No, it's at just to the south of Tropicana on Decatur.
Oh, okay. I knew
right
it was on
there.
Decatur.
It's a huge place, but I'm telling you, there's everything there you could possibly
I
want
know.
For
and
cooking.
It's, what a great find, right?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we have our little holiday ideas, and that's a lot of fun. Do you had something else
well,
to say, Pam?
You know, Leslie, getting away from that for just a minute,
mm-hmm.
I wanted you to tell all of our listeners about your background and what you did for the Review Journal for so many years,
yes.
which has... You know, you're a star in your own right.
Oh, geez, Louise. Well, anyway, I did write for the RJ Sun for many, many years. It was over eight, and I was in the real estate section, the Sunday paper, every Sunday with an article about interior design. And it was really a lot of fun to write.
Wonderful.
And had a lot of write-ins. People, this is before we really used the internet, you know, which I feel like 150 years old saying that. But, you know, it was a great time to read the paper, and a lot of people read the paper. And my
right.
biggest fan was my mom. When she was alive, she called and said, I saw your picture in the paper. It was gorgeous. So that's
well,
that's what a mother's for, right?
And you've got some pretty special clients out of your
I did.
Years writing for the
I
producing
did.
That article, didn't you?
Yes, I did. One was Citibank Nevada.
Right.
And they called me, and I almost fell off my chair. And I wound up doing that credit card operation on West Sahara. So that was quite a surprise. But it really was fun to write the column. But now we're using another way to get to the world, and that's through KLAV Talk Radio, which we love.
Do you think maybe we'd like to answer some of the questions that have been written in this week?
Yes, I would. But first, do you mind if I do a little bit about Edith Head, the famous costume designer?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. I did find something in one of my many magazines. It's actually Victoria Magazine, which is published by the Hearst Corporation. And I've been reading Victoria since its inception. I don't even know how many hundred years that is.
Oh, yes, right.
I love that magazine.
Not that old,
I love
girl.
It. I know, I love it. Anyway, the book that is written about her is called The 50-Year Career of Hollywood's Greatest Costume Designer by author J. Jorgensen, and it's a portrait of the most acclaimed costume designer of all time, with more than 400 films to her credit. Pam, can you imagine?
Wow.
400 films. That woman never slept. I mean, she was.
And what this yeah. was back in what, the 40s?
Oh my goodness!
Or?
I think she was like 30s
and
40s. And
40s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She and beyond. I think it was six decades of design for her. I think
eight
she's
Academy Awards.
Yeah, eight Academy
for
Awards.
Costume design. Wow.
And she dressed Grace Kelly, Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn, Betty Davis, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
Everybody. So this girl got around. And she was a cute little thing. She had these little bangs and these glasses, and she just zoomed around her little studio and draped everything I'm sure she saw in sight, and could have even draped the dog. We don't even know. But she had a great time, and people loved her, and they loved her fashion. So if you have an inclination to read a book about a lovely person from our past, please do pick up that book, The 50-Year Career of Hollywood's Greatest Costume Designer by author J. Jorgensen. And I'm sure you can probably pick it up on any of the Amazon websites or whatever. You wanted to say something else, Pam?
Just that I see here where this book has wonderful, unforgettable photographs.
Yes.
So it would be a great read.
It is a great read. And I love pictures in a book because I'm like 12, so I got to see something. I can't stand all the words without a picture.
Right.
Anyway, so before we get to design questions, do you want to take a break or should we keep going? We can take a break? Okay, I'm going to say we're going to sign off for a few minutes and we'll be back. And this is Leslie Lovell with Home Sweet Home and Pam Adams. And we'll be right back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your hosts, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, welcome back. It's Leslie Lovell again and Pam Adams with Home Sweet Home. And we are going to take call-ins today. We are still on the air, and our call-in number in Las Vegas is 731-1230. And if you're not in Las Vegas, it's 866-820-5528. And Pam is going to tell you a little bit about how to listen to our show after today.
correct. Okay. If you'd like to, there are many ways you can do it. We are archiving all of these shows on Leslie's website at www.towncenterdesign.com. So any show that once it's been broadcast, we will have it up on the website within probably 24 hours up and running, and you can go there and listen to it. You can also, during the show at noon, you can tune in to, obviously, KLAV 1230 AM radio, noon on Tuesdays, and listen to the show. And if you don't have a radio, you can go on your computer to www.klav.com at 12 noon on Tuesdays, and you can listen to us live that way.
Okay, that sounds good, Pam. I hope everybody tunes in and has questions for us, because we love to answer questions.
Well, speaking of questions, Leslie, we do have some writing questions.
Yay.
That I wanted to be able to have you answer for some of the for our listeners.
I bet I could do that.
Okay. One of them is a listener asked, how many different shades of white are there?
My God. Oi, oi, oi.
Believe it or not, most people would think that white is just white.
No, white is not just white. I can't believe sometimes when I walk in a paint store and I look at the charts, I'm like, oh my goodness, there are whites that are gray and whites that are peach and whites that are purple and whites that are green and whites that are blue.
So they have undertones.
They all have undertones. And the undertone is what you're really going to see when you paint white. And, you know, what's hard to do is when people say, I want everything white. I want my carpet white, my walls white, my window covering. Well, you know what? Try to find whites that are all the same, that are carpet, walls, and window coverings. Good luck with that, because that's going to be a tough one. Even with a designer. I mean, that's really, really hard to do. So what I would say is, if you like the color white, I like white used as an accent color.
Uh-huh.
It's really devoid of color, if you really want to know the truth about white.
Well, white
is not really a color.
I always was
it's
told
like an
that
opposite.
White and black are not colors.
They're like
they?
Opposites, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, our industry has changed them into pearl white and adobe white and, you know, Navajo white, a very fancy schmancy, you know. But we know white is devoid of color, basically.
Right.
So,
okay.
Even with the undertones. But
well, that's very interesting.
I will say that you should get someone to help you with that. Because that's
whites.
A tough one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yes.
All right. Well, another question that was written in was, and this is probably going to lead to some funny stories here, Leslie, but we had a client write in, or I'm sorry, a listener, that her husband and she do not agree on any decorating decisions.
Oh, my God.
Help.
Help. Help out there. I know. Well, this qualifies for degrees of oi. You know, the big oi and the little oi. This is a big oi. Because, you know, you go in a store and two people are thinking, let's do contemporary. No, let's do traditional. Let's do red. Let's do brown. Let's do this. It is so crazy. But I did have a client like that, and I sat them down and I said, look, you two really sharp, gorgeous people. Let's sit here and let's come up with a look that you both like.
That you can both agree on.
That's right. And I showed them lots of different pictures from magazines and some things I'd done. I said, can we find a happy medium? And believe it or not, we did. And I wound up doing the entire house for them. But they really were having a tough time on their own shopping because they just couldn't come to a meeting of the minds. And I think it's possible if you have the right, you know, we're kind of like a marriage counselor there a little bit. You know, like you sit over there and you sit over there.
When you consider how long you're usually involved with your clients, you become part of the family.
It really is true. So that can be done, but you just need to bend a little. And both parties have to bend a little bit.
What does decorating with a theme mean?
Okay, that's a big question, Pam. Decorating with a theme means that you just don't go willy-nilly in the stores and just buy any old thing you like. You know, that's nice, but you usually can't use it all together.
Well, don't most of your decorating projects have a theme, a central theme?
They really do. And most people don't know what theme they really like.
Well,
we
not to mention just a theme, but style. Like
it's
if it's mid-century modern on
it's
a contemporary
French
very traditional. I mean, those are maybe country, French.
That's right. They really have seen it maybe a piece or two, but they really can't identify it in their whole home.
Is the style the same as a theme?
It is almost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think about model homes, and you've worked with, you know, staging homes back in the day, right?
Way
I know. You have some experience with that, so you know what I'm talking about. But when we decorate model homes, and I've done them for years for many companies here, they really ask us to do a theme. And they'll say, well, our theme is cowboy. Mm-hmm. Our theme is Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. Our theme is Tuscan. Our theme is whatever. And I will follow that theme pretty close to
Las
the letter.
Las Vegas desert.
Yeah, Las Vegas desert. I mean, you really can really hone in on a particular period of time and a particular style and carry it through. So, you know, it's not that hard to do, actually. You know, for someone like me, I mean, that's been doing all these years.
Well, you have all that experience.
Yeah.
Right.
And eclecticism is very important. I don't know if we've talked about that before. I don't think we have. But eclecticism means the right combination of furnishings.
Mixing a little
right.
bit.
Mm-hmm. And some of the best magazines
have
that.
People say eclectic anymore.
Yeah. Well, I still do.
Okay.
You know, with the
no,
other
I mean
yeah.
that's what you mean, a collective
yeah,
kind of
yeah, collective
an
kind of, yeah, okay. I still say it. And I think it means, you know, just putting lots of things together that really work together.
Right, right. All right. Well, we have another question here. Someone has asked us, is the formal living room lost in today's interior decoration?
Yeah, that's
people still need a formal living room?
You know, they still have a lot of houses with them, and they still build them. So obviously, someone's trying to tell us something that we should still have them. And I guess the architects are still putting them in.
Well,
so,
I think they are. You know, when I was in real estate, I learned. I mean, there's certain people that want that formal room that stays really nice.
Yeah,
and nobody goes in it unless company comes.
Yeah, that's the room they. That's the room they put the ropes in front of, like in the theater.
Exactly.
And they go, don't
well,
step on the carpet.
You have a room like that in
I
your
do,
house.
The music room. Well, I put the gate up because my goofy dog goes in there.
But I know. You have your piano, and that's a room nobody goes in unless you're entertaining,
right?
Oh, yeah,
the piano
right?
that plays by itself. I love it. But but yes, living rooms should be used, and I say use them in a different way. Don't use them as a formal living room. Use it as a music room. Use it as a bar area. I told my cousin Linda to put a bar in hers, and God, that worked out great. You've been there, right?
Yes.
That was really fun. So, you know, there's all different kinds of ways you can use this room. Make a library out of one of them. You know, put some cozy chairs, a big ottoman, books.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a formal living room, right?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you could do anything with your furniture and your style.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, Leslie, we're going to be wrapping up here soon, so maybe you could tell us what's going on at the market at Market Week.
Yes.
We kind of brushed on that a little bit while Randy Wells was here.
Yeah, January 30th to February 3rd, I believe it is. It's a week long, and that's when all these big factories come in and show their wares. If you do, you know, if you are interested in me doing some major shopping for you during that period, you should give me a call because I've got so much information on what's going to be available at that market. So do call me at 702-242-2395 or email me at lesliealovell@gmail.com, and I'll let you know what's going on over there that week and, you know, get you excited about some of the new things coming in.
Is there, Leslie, a particular trend going on right now in window design treatment for the next couple of minutes that we have left to talk?
Fabric is back.
Oh, really?
In a big way. Fabrics are so gorgeous today. It's just amazing. I use a couple of fabric studios in town. One is called Area West, which is wholesale to the trade, but I can bring clients in.
Oh, great.
And the other is Robert Allen at the Las Vegas Design Center, where Randy is vice president.
Mm-hmm.
The fabrics are stunning. You've even shopped there for me and
Yes, I did.
And you know, you got all excited about that one sheer we did for the doctor's house.
Well, mainly because
you picked it.
I picked it out. I was so excited that's the one that customer wanted.
It was so beautiful. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So fabric's in instead of, are we still
with
seeing
fabric.
The blinds and things like that?
Yeah, but you know, blinds don't excite me.
What about shutters?
They're okay. Nothing to write home about. So I mean, they've been done.
You're a real proponent then of draperies.
Fabric
on the
fabric.
Windows.
I think it makes a statement. Yes.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be your old style fabric or window treatments
that
are heavy and dark.
Yeah.
A lot of people think of that when they think of fabric draperies.
Right. So we're going to sign off today, Pam, and we're looking forward to another exciting show next Tuesday at noon on KLIV Talk Radio. This is Leslie Lovell.
And Pam Adams.
Signing off. Home Sweet Home. Have a great week.
Weather is brought to you by Walgreens.
Today, sunny, high 49, low 31. Tomorrow, sunny, high 55, low 33.
Stop circling the parking lot at the Megastore. Pull right into Walgreens for great gifts like Nerf Vortex Blasters, beauty gift sets, neck massagers, and more. Shopping simplified with Walgreens. There's a way.
I'm Meredith Berger, publisher of the Las Vegas Kids Directory. We are proud to be the longest-running family publication in Las Vegas. Each month, Las Vegas parents pick up a copy of our resource guide to help them locate a wide variety of products and services for their families. We distribute thousands of free copies of the directory all over Las Vegas each month. Each week, I will have on a different family-oriented business discussing important family-oriented topics. Join us for the Las Vegas Kids Directory radio show, Sundays at noon.
Jesus said, as I am lifted up, all are lifted to me. That's a spiritual principle. As any of us are lifted up, we can all rise together. Join us for the Practical Christian Hour, brought to you by the Family Music Center, meeting all your music needs with instrument rentals and personal lessons at all three locations, and by Optima Financials and Insurance, specializing in securing your future.
The Practical Christian Hour, brought to you by Family Music Centers, every Saturday at noon, here on KLAV.
Hi, I'm Fred Green, owner of the Brill Music Academy. Join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for our show, Music is for Everybody. On our show, you will learn some interesting things about music, information about famous composers, knowledge on all musical instruments, and how to keep the music and arts industry growing in Las Vegas. We will have some of our instructors talk about their love for music during the show. So whether it's piano, guitar, drums, brass, woodwind, strings, or vocals, everything will be covered because music is for everybody.
This Wednesday night at 8, join us for Sutures, hosted by Dr. Tim Arnott, author of 24 Realistic Ways to Improve Your Health. Sutures offers a common-sense reality check on living well, plus tips on living a longer, happier, and healthier life. Join us for Sutures this Wednesday night at 8, only here on KLAV.
Hey, dog lovers, this is David Michelangelo, the champ. Join me every Friday at noon for my new show, Barking Up the Wrong Tree. I am an animal behaviorist by nature with 25 years experience in all types of training. On my show, I will be talking about dog-related problems, whether it's discussing about dog training, health care, puppy mills, breeding, safety, or just stories related to all types of dogs. Everything will be covered with me, the champ, with my new show, Barking Up the Wrong Tree. Now sit and be a good dog.
My name is Dr. Thor Monji, and I'm inviting you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. for our new show called The Three T's of Health with Dr. Thor Monji. This is a show that will educate, inspire, and reveal the truths about where health comes from, how you lose it, and how you can regain it. The three T's are trauma or structural stress, toxins or chemical stress, and thoughts or emotional stress. You'll find out how they get out of balance and what you need to rebalance them so you can live a pain-free life. So join me every Friday at 2 p.m. for our show, The Three T's of Health with Dr. Thor Monji.
Hi, this is Vandana Chima of Exit Realty Chima Group. Join Brandon Roberts and I every Thursday at 11 a.m. on KLAV for our show, Real Estate Exposed, the Exit Realty radio show, where we discuss all things real estate, including foreclosures, short sales, loan modification, credit restoration, how to buy at the auction, and much, much more. Listen every Thursday at 11 a.m. to the Real Estate Exposed show on KLAV 1230 a.m.
Hi, my name is Gary Bridges, and I am the Home Pro Inspector. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Each week, I'm going to take you on an inspection of a home we have here in the Las Vegas area. We will discuss the inspection points we observe and the common safety and hazardous defects we find. I'll explain everything you need to know about what is behind the walls, up in the attic, in your yard, and the systems that operate your home. So join me on the Home Pro Inspector every Wednesday at 1 p.m. and have a safe and happy home.
Hello, this is Scott Taylor, co-host of Financial Fridays, shareholder at Piercy Bowler Taylor & Kern, wishing you all a happy holiday and a great new year.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.